podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
Hey everybody, it's Tim. Noah is off this week. He is in Mexico watching donkey shows and doing other things that would normally be illegal in countries that have laws. But we have a special guest sitting in. But before we get to that, we recorded some audio from when Andy and Noah and I were all in the same place. And let me tell you, it is gold. So we'll listen to that now.
All right, let's say something really quick.
Oh.
It's Tancast. We're all here together again.
Yep.
I'm not.
What?
We're doing it. There's a monkey next to us.
What?
There's no monkey.
He's a monkey.
Oh, that's right, the monkey. Okay.
Racist.
There's two monkeys here. Tim is one of them. Can it see us?
No, I put the lens screen on. That way we don't have to worry about accidentally revealing Andy's identity.
Oh, I was leaning over it.
Look, nothing.
I was like, look at my nose.
So you guys are heading back up to the city?
Yep.
Yeah. Some gay shit?
Yep. You know, I'm going to go to bed.
Noah's going to come back to my hotel and cuddle with me.
Sweet.
No. You can cuddle by yourself.
Are you glad we recorded this for you?
It is amazing. This is the best Tancast snippet ever.
Totally worth it, isn't it?
It's totally worth your money.
Now you get to hear the recording of the last group hug of Tancast. Until Andy comes back someday.
These people in the car are going to wonder what we're doing. Let's just keep going until this gets awkward.
Jiggle my balls a little bit more.
Yeah.
Jiggle
them. I'm going to grab your ass a little while they drive away.
Play with my taint.
Play with my taint. I'm going to get in there. No, don't stop.
Well, all right, I'm going to follow.
Can't stop. Okay. Stop.
All right, success.
Did I say gold? I meant shit. Anyway, when you hear this sound,
it takes some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit, you got a fuck shit stack.
That means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. With all that said and done, on with the show. Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
I have a podcast I do with my two old roommates. Our names are Tim, Andy, and Noah, so we called it Tancast because we are not creative. And basically, we talk about movies and TV and, you know, current events, but really, it's just an excuse for us to get together about once a week and insult each other's mothers for about an hour, and it's good time. But it's filled with inappropriate content, inappropriate language. Like, our most popular bit is this debate we did about whether or not you could stop Superman from raping you if you wanted to. Yeah, spoiler alert, no. It's gonna happen. But you ask, like, if you're clean on stage, why do you have this sweaty podcast? The reason is, I find the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing. Like you're in church and someone cuts off.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast,
motherfuckers.
Woo! Episode 165. Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Like you said, Tim, the first all dad Tancast.
Yep,
that's right,
Dadcast.
Woo. I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
And I'm Jeff, the G in guest, and also the G in Gatcast.
Oh, I was gonna call it Tagcast, but
no, Gatcast.
Yeah, this Tagcast just sounds like I have a cold.
Well, isn't this podcast all about guns?
It is.
It's Gatcast.
I got my gas.
What up? So we roll deep, motherfucker.
So pull your clip, put your hand to the side, and shoot inaccurately.
Yep.
Especially when you are not prepared for the recoil.
Yeah. Motherfucker, I will shoot you. Ow, my nose!
I don't know why I'm on this podcast. I don't know anything about guns.
Tim and I only know things that we've seen in, like, New Jack City and...
I haven't even seen New Jack City.
Oh, okay. I'm the blackest person on this podcast!
The most I know about guns is from, like, Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Most I know about guns is from Mythbusters.
Hey, does Call of Duty have a newbie cannon like Counter-Strike did? Full auto shotgun that all the new players love to play with?
Oh, you know, I don't know. I haven't actually played Call of Duty in a while, so.
Okay.
Duty. Like poop.
Duty.
Call of poop. Not as popular.
Just imagining the gameplay mechanics. Like, fully particle realized physics with feces flinging.
Someone needs to make that happen.
Yeah, they do. I'm sure at how the chunks break apart in midair in a realistic fashion.
Oh, dear.
I'm sure there's a mod somewhere out there for Counter-Strike or something that involves shit.
Hang on, C-A-L-L-O-F.
Oh, dear.
D-O-O-D-Y. There is a callofduty.net.
It takes some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack, a fuck shit stack.
Oh, it's a neighborhood pooper scooper service. Well, you're useless to me.
That's pretty clever, though. I like it.
Yes, it is.
We don't have time for clever. We're Tancast.
Yep, I'm not seeing any poof-themed mods.
Damn it.
Well, somebody make that happen. It's not going to be me, though, because I don't play Call of Duty. I play Borderlands and Civ 5.
Oh, and Civ 5. I've had Civ 5 on my computer for months, and I have yet to play it.
I had it on my computer for 3 weeks. I don't remember. Whenever it was, like, Steam ran one of their, like, barn burner sales, so it was, like, 66% off.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yes, buy now.
Yeah. Yeah, I got it for $20 from somewhere else, but it was a Steam activation code, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I think mine was like 17 or something, like really close to that.
Sweet.
So, yeah, that was fully the point where I will pull the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yes, I don't have a lot of time for gaming and not a lot of dollar because we're a single income household right now.
Yeah.
But for that, I will definitely get that sweet Civilization crack right back into my system. Pop it in my bowl and just toke away. And then, of course, I just didn't touch it because I had shit to do. And it really does just eat my days when I start to play it.
Totally.
So the absolutely perfect time to play it was after my wife and kid left for California and I was all alone.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
I was sad and lonely. And then Civilization, it didn't really take it away so much as it made the day go a lot faster than it was previously.
I was listening to last week's podcast and you're oh, sad Andy. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was. I was still sad Andy up until last night when they finally came home.
So yeah, you were in California.
Yeah, and actually I'm gonna wait to talk about some of that stuff until next week.
Oh.
But yes, I was in California.
Fuck you, Jeff, is basically what Andy is saying.
Shut the hell up, Jeff. None of that.
No, because we've got a guest on, so we should focus. This should be a Jeff-heavy episode.
No. No one likes me.
Speaking of Jeff-heavy episodes, I think I had an episode that was a little Jeff light because, I didn't have your cell phone number, and like the one time that I saw you online, like after the planning for all this stuff started, it was on Xbox Live. I started to like try to type you out a message using the controller. You know, I don't have a keyboard hooked up to my Xbox.
Oh, that takes forever.
Yeah. Now I'm thinking back on it, and I'm pretty sure I actually had my headset on, so I could have recorded a voice message and sent it over to you really quickly. But, like, you logged off. So it was like, Jeff is online. Jeff is offline. I'm like, well, fuck. And I kept telling people, as all of this nebulous planning was happening and everything, like, hey, pass this along. And I guess I assumed that someone would have passed it along to you.
Yeah,
but I never told anybody, pass this to Jeff.
Yeah.
Until the night before I came out, and I was like, oh, fuck me. And I'm talking to OG Steph really quick. I'm like, hey, can you make sure that Jeff knows about this, too?
Yeah, well, so that I got a text from her, forward from Andy, new plan, and then what the information was. And I responded, what? New plan? What was the old plan?
The old plan was whatever you had going on previously, motherfucker. That's the warning you get from me. I tell you what your plans are, and all your plans are soft until 24 hours before when I confirm whether you can do what you thought you were going to do or not.
We were so close to your house, too, Jeff.
I know. No, it would just happen to be a kind of a bad day for that, because that was the day that Rand and I went to do an ultrasound. And then I just had a super shitty day. I didn't eat in the morning and it just affected me for the rest of the day. And I ended up like taking a nap when Haley did. And so like I didn't even wake up from that nap until like 5:30 in the afternoon.
That has got to be the best part about being a parent is like carte blanche to take naps again.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, naps are great. So yeah, and Miranda and Haley probably wouldn't have gone anyway, even if I had. So yeah, I mean, I'm sorry I missed it, but still, I never got an official invitation. Just I heard it secondhand.
Hey, that's
well, Jeff,
official
if it makes you
idea.
Feel any better, I talk to this asshole every week, and I heard it from Stephanie.
Seriously?
I didn't even know he was coming to town.
Yes, you did. You just don't pay attention.
I knew it before. I knew it before Jeff did, obviously, but I found out because Stephanie told me at that party where my tooth fell out.
Oh.
She's like, so are you going to see Andy when he comes into town? I was like, are you making plans to meet up with Andy when he comes into town? And I just assumed she meant for her wedding. And I was like, oh. And I was like, and in my head, I was like, I don't know if Andy's officially coming to your wedding or not. But if you want to live in the world where you're absolutely certain he is, I am not going to be the one that shits on it for you. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. And so then somebody else mentioned it. That Andy was coming to town soon, and I was like, wait, what? And Steph's like, I just asked you about it. I was like, oh, that's what you were talking about. I had no idea.
I'm certain I told you a couple of weeks ago that I
you
was going to be
coming to town.
You are full
of shit, sir. In fact, I think I've already chastised you off mic for this, and I love how you're forgetting that as well.
No. I recall you chastising me off mic. I'm reliving that now for the benefit of our listeners.
Because
they weren't there for you chastising me earlier. You know what I'm thinking, though? Nope. I may have told Noah repeatedly.
And one black person and half black guy is just as good as any half black guy.
Yeah, seriously.
He's figured Noah would tell me at the meeting.
You look,
right,
you look half the same anyway, so I told him twice, and I figured that averaged
looked
out.
Half the same.
Oh, man. Good stuff.
Since you guys are half black, do you meet biweekly?
Fuck you.
Racism.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my voice is still pretty fucked up. Some of this is, you know, just exhaustion from being so jet-lagged and everything. And some of it is because that was a busy-ass week that I had.
So, yeah, you went to Dreamforce?
Well, okay, you know what? Fuck it. I'll talk about it now.
I mean, you don't have to, like, go on a long Andy-like diatribe, but you can give us some...
he was deciding whether or not he wanted to say that he was there.
Yeah.
Oh, what are people going to do with that information?
Yeah, exactly. And I kind of been thinking about this, because it's like, you know, all it does is really, you know, it gives away that my company uses Salesforce and that I'm involved in that some way. But roles and all the rest of that shit still.
And that narrows
and
it
also
down to
what
like,
I look like
several
and what
thousand
my,
people.
Well, yeah, like there was like 40,000 people there, so.
Yeah.
It was pretty epic. But I did get to see Cake perform while I was there, and I saw Metallica.
You did? Damn it. Because I heard last year that Metallica played a show at Dreamforce, and I'm like, what the fuck? Why? They have, like, rock concerts at some stupid-ass convention for salespeople? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's quite the thing.
Yeah,
well,
so
I
was going to ask
like
you
said,
if they had anything like that. So Cake played, but you met Metallica?
Cake was a Cake was like a private event thing that I got into.
Hmm.
And Metallica was like for everybody who was there. They were like the general that a whole gala on Wednesday night that Metallica played at.
Wow, that is crazy.
Gala.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so there was like a street party and DJs and food and drink and whatever, and then they opened the doors and they let enough people in until the fire marshal told them no more.
Nice.
Some of the people that I was there with from my company were like, yeah, we're going to go back to our hotel, which is just like, you know, a block away, and, you know, we're going to get changed because, you know, we're not going to go in suits and go see Metallica, you know, with our laptop bags on, whatever. So they went and got changed and dropped their shit off at their rooms, and then, like, one guy forgot his badge to the event, and we're like, dude, they will not let you back on that street. I mean, you saw how many, like, you know, bouncers and everything they had just, like, posted around this thing to keep people out. Like, they will not let you back in. You better go back to the hotel.
Wow.
So we were, like, even further delayed, and by the time we got there, the doors had closed. So we're kind of standing outside. We're like, fuck! We can, like, kind of hear music from inside the Moscone Center. And, you know, we're like standing around like, oh, well, you know, I guess they're going to let some people out. You know, like when people come out, they're going to let some more people in. But, you know, it's going to be some pretty weak-ass people to leave early from a Metallica show.
Yeah.
And then again, you know, it is a big thing where, you know, there's like, there's IT people there, there's sales people there, there's marketing people there, there's like consultants or whatever. So there's like software development people there. You know, it kind of spans the whole gamut. It's like IT all the way through. Oh, and like support, of course, because they've got a big support thing in Salesforce. So it's just like whole wide swaths of companies were at this place. So there was people from like all different walks of life, and there were old people and young people and everything in between. So I figured, yeah, there's probably a couple of people who are like, oh, well, I'll go see what Metallica is like, and then got in there and like, this is really loud and kind of aggressive for me. So I figured there would be a couple of people coming out, but like there was just nothing happening when we were there.
Who is like, I've never heard Metallica. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I will go see Metallica live for the very first time ever.
No, I mean,
oh, like who's unaware
of Metallica with what they're like.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, you know, biggest band in the last, or one of the biggest bands in the last, what, two decades? So, yeah. I'm assuming
anyway, did you
everyone.
Get in?
Well, yeah, that's like one person decided to come out, and like they didn't come out through the main exit. They came out through like the side exit. And a whole bunch of people saw the door open, and like somebody bolted down these stairs really quickly and held the door open for everybody else.
Sweet.
So like 20 of us just like quickly and quietly, and we were like all whispering to each other, don't look back, don't make eye contact, don't look back, don't make eye contact. If we don't see them telling us not to go down these stairs, then we're okay.
Yeah. Nice.
And it was fucking rock and roll, dude. We snuck in the back, like the side entrance, and like popped out like fairly near the stage, actually. And like
you
as soon as we got
rock and roll, dude, you snuck into a concert at a fucking tech convention.
Well, yes, but we got past bouncers, we got past fire marshals, so fuck you, we lived it up. And like as soon as we got like underground, like we all just ran, like fuck it, nobody's stopping
us. Rock out with your text block out.
Were there,
fuck you, we had fun.
Was there anybody there recording the show with an iPad?
Yes.
Did you punch that person in the face?
No, they were too far. They were too far away to do it.
I don't understand this phenomenon of people busting out tablets at a concert to record it. It's like
there were people
the
not only busting out
douchebags.
There were people not only busting out tablets to like record songs. There were people busting out tablets just to take pictures.
Like, seriously.
Why does that irritate you so much?
It's like the biggest, most comical camera ever. It's
yeah,
like,
it's absurd,
the picture on the back
man.
End is fucking life-size. Like, James Hetfield's head is, like, as big as his fucking head.
Yeah. You just have
it's
to
like
see it,
little,
Tim. It looks ridiculous. Like,
it does.
It's just like a little screen. You know how, like, they have those big screens so that if you're sitting far enough back and you can't see the stage?
It's like
a little version, right? It's like the airplane seat version, right, for you.
Yep. They had those, by the way, the big screens, so if you weren't close enough to the stage. Because, I don't know if you were underground in the bottom area of Moscone South when you were there for Macworld, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fucking cavernous.
I got something cavernous for you.
Yeah, it's your ass.
Yep.
Oh, I was thinking the cavities in his teeth.
Oh, yes, he's got those too.
Those are cavernous as well.
Tim, before you get those things filled, you should really get some work as a drug mule. Because seriously, who's going to check your teeth?
Fucking Jeff, you missed it when Andy was there and like I smiled to show off my missing tooth.
No. Mm-hmm.
Fucking Andy laughed like it was the funniest thing he'd ever seen in his life.
It wasn't just that awesome. You smiled, it's that you gave me this huge cheesy grin and then stuck your tongue through the hole.
Oh,
and
man.
I don't know why, but it was the cheesy grin plus the tongue going at me through the hole that it was the funniest fucking thing I'd seen. Also, I was on 3 hours of sleep that day, so...
Well,
so
me too.
Yay.
Well, anyway, so there you go. Should we? Are we supposed to be doing tan laughs or something like that?
We were, but people dragged us off of it, and I was like, whatever.
Alrighty.
Aw.
You want to do them now?
Sure, why not?
All right, tan laughs.
Excellent.
All right.
I have one from forever ago from Jahiro.
I mean Jahiro. Now I just hear it in my head.
I just love playing his theme song.
I know.
I'm surprised I've held on to this joke this long.
Hey, we held on to the fresh titty juice forever.
This was sent back in January, sir.
Oh. That's a long time. Okay, well, while you do the Jihiro joke, my wife is calling for me, so I'll be back and I'll just pretend that I laughed.
Asshole.
Okay, bye. Now my wife is calling Andy and my son, Andy.
Awesome.
I like that he stopped going to answer her call to stop and tell us that.
Priorities, man. Priorities.
All right. Well, here's the joke. Three little ducks go into a bar. Oh, Jeff, it's right up your alley.
Continue.
Hello, what's your name? The bartender asked the first duck. Because that's what you'd do if three ducks showed up in your bar.
Well, I mean, what else are you going to do?
Hello, what's your name? Not, what the fuck is a duck doing in my bar? Much less three. Anywho. Huey, he replies. How's your day been, Huey? The bartender asks. Great, lovely day. Had a ball. Been in and out of puddles. Blah, 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 me. Read that with spaces in between the letters. So it's not just one syllable. Great, lovely day. Had a ball. Been in and out of puddles all day. What else could a duck want? Smiles Huey. That's nice, says the bartender, turning to the second duck. Hi, and what's your name? Dewey, comes the answer from the duck number two. How's your day been, Dewey? Asks the bartender. Great, I've had a ball too. Been in and out of puddles all day as well. What more could a duck want? The barman turns to the third duck and says, so, you must be Louie. No, she says, batting her eyelashes, my name is Puddles.
Yeah, there you go. I like it. I like it a lot. I gotta get me some Puddles.
Wow, with no context, that is the weirdest thing I've heard anybody say in a while. I've got to get me some Puddles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do.
Of?
Quack, quack, motherfucker.
Yeah.
No, not Puddles of, just Puddles.
Oh, you just want Puddles?
I'm going to get all up in the puddle, man. Mm.
Get all up in that puddle. This is getting a little weirdly sexual.
Getting.
Okay. That's kind of the point, Andy.
Okay.
If you hadn't been so concerned with your stupid family, you would have heard the joke.
I know, man. Fuck my family, but I tried to leave them in California, and they just followed me back.
Oh, I'm dying.
Oh, no, Tim. You can't. It'll just be me and Andy, and then no one will listen.
Yep.
As opposed to now, when no one will listen.
We'll get super geeky and atheistic, and everyone will just drop off. Just like that, right there.
Crickets.
Yeah. Daisy Duck.
Jeff would hit that.
All right.
I would. Over and over. Till I was covered in feathers. Anyway, so I guess Noah likes to do jokes from Reddit a lot.
Yes, he does.
So
you're gonna, I figure you're out, stepping in with some Reddit action?
Yeah, I'll pick up the Reddit torch today. Because no one tells me jokes, so I don't ever know any jokes. So, and finding jokes on the internet that are actually good is difficult, so I just went to Reddit. And even all these right. aren't that great, but they're, I'll throw out some silly ones. What did the T-Rex say after doing yoga for the first time?
Roar!
Close. He said, dinosaur.
Jesus.
That's funnier than I anticipated it would be.
I almost hit my head on my desk after hearing that.
Oh, yeah. And no, these are bad. Why don't blind people like to go skydiving? Because it scares the shit out of the dog. And then
wonderful.
I've actually heard this one a long time ago. I think this is like one of those classic jokes. How many potatoes does it take to kill an Irishman?
I don't know.
None.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, my ancestors suffered through the potato famine.
So did mine.
Yep.
And then what's the difference between a dead baby and a slinky?
Slinky sometimes stop on the stairs.
No, that's a good guess, though. One's fun to play with, and the other one's a slinky. All right. That's pretty much all I got, unless you want to hear some really inappropriate Amy Winehouse jokes.
You know you're on Tancast, right?
Well, I don't know if you guys already covered that, because that was like a month ago.
I don't know that we did.
Oh, we had our own horrible Amy Winehouse jokes, like, within an hour of it happening.
Well, yeah, everyone did. I don't know why these are still on Reddit, but...
Yeah.
Just, like, when I was scrolling through, and, like, the title of it was, just it immediately made me laugh. Congratulations to Amy Winehouse on 42 days of sobriety. So fucked up.
Awesome.
And then I guess she died when she was 27 years old, and so one of the jokes is, what's the difference between Amy Winehouse and February? Even February makes it to 28. Yeah. Terrible. And then, what was there was something else. Oh, one of the Reddit comments is, there's an overdose of Amy Winehouse jokes coming out now. It always amazes me how people can inject humor into the most tragic events. She was a rare talent with a lot of promise. A true needle in the haystack. Well, if someone's going to take a crack at it, it might as well be us. Awful.
Oh, Reddit, you so silly.
Anyway, so thank you, Reddit. Because I can't do it on my own. All right.
Redditors do love their puns.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I'm going to go through Todd, our number one sends us awesome porn and pictures of snowmen fucking each other fan. I don't think that's how he identifies himself on the site, but he should.
I don't know that he posts much on the site.
Maybe not. So this is, the subject was, why did the chicken cross the road? And the contents are just a variety of different people's answers. So these are all answering the same question. Sarah Palin, the chicken crossed the road because, gosh darn it, he's a maverick. Barack Obama, the chicken crossed the road because it was time for change. The chicken wanted change. John McCain, my friends, that chicken crossed the road because he recognized the need to engage in cooperation and dialogue with all the chickens on the other side of the road. Hillary Clinton, when I was First Lady, I personally helped that little chicken to cross the road. This experience makes me uniquely qualified to ensure right from day one that every chicken in this country gets the chance it deserves to cross the road. But then, this really isn't about me. George W. Bush, we don't really care why the chicken crossed the road. We just want to know if the chicken's on our side of the road or not. The chicken's either against us or for us. There's no middle ground here. Dick Cheney, where's my gun? Colin Powell, now to the left of the screen, you can clearly see the satellite image of the chicken crossing the road. Bill Clinton, I did not cross the road with that chicken. Al Gore, I invented the chicken. John Kerry, although I voted to let the chicken cross the road, I am now against it. It was wrong. It was the wrong road to cross, and I was misled about the chicken's intentions. I'm not for it now and will remain against it. Al Sharpton, why are all the chickens white? We need some black chickens.
You might want to cherry pick some of these and decide whether that's worthwhile.
Aristotle, it's the nature of the chicken to cross the road.
Nice.
See?
Colonel Sanders, did I miss one?
Oh.
See, you pick out the good ones.
There you go. That's it.
As opposed to the broad, general political statements that are neither funny nor new.
Okay.
Yeah, you suck, Andy.
Yeah, stop sucking, Andy.
Well, I skipped Martha Stewart and Dr. Seuss, and you guys, I don't suck, you suck.
Fair enough.
All right. Hey, what's the deal with this zombie Helen Keller thing?
Oh, that happened at Andy's meetup.
Yeah, I figured it did, because you guys started talking about it, like, that night, and so I was like, shit, I must have missed something.
I can't remember. Zach brought it. Zach was the impetus for it. He's like, why isn't there something about, like, if zombie Helen Keller had a Twitter feed, she would either just bang on the keyboards randomly so that, you know, it was nonsense because she couldn't see the keys. Uh-huh. Or she would say brains, but with that deaf accent. So it was like, brains.
Terrible. And so, did he create it, or?
I did.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Oh, there's a zombie Helen Keller feed now?
It's following you, Andy, on Twitter.
It's coming for your brains. Or your brains.
It's coming for your brain.
That's a much better deaf impression than I could ever do.
Unfortunately, Zombie Helen Keller doesn't fit as the name of the Twitter feed, so it's like Zombie.
I was wondering. So they have a limit on the length of the at name?
Yeah.
Yeah, however long Mysterious underscore Andy is, it's exactly that long.
Oh, okay.
Just hit the limit. Whoa.
All right,
what just happened?
I just saw the Zombie Helen Keller feed about me.
Well, that's pretty much every single post so far.
No, except for the Blames.
Right.
Well, I did a search for people who have been mentioning Helen Keller and just tweeted back at them, like, replied their tweet to them and wrote Blames at the end of it.
That's awesome.
Oh, I love this more than anything I've loved in a long time. I especially love the Mavi photo. the profile pic, the rotted face.
So yeah, what did you make that the face too? The avatar?
There was just a zombie mask that I just Google searched a zombie mask and a picture of Helen Keller and then combined the two somewhat quickly.
Hmm. And now I have to go look at it again. What is it? ZMBIE or
ZMBE?
Oh, I can send a link into our chat window.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Here we go.
You take some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stat. A fuck shit stat.
God, I think I love this Twitter account more than Noah's Balls Twitter account.
Yeah, well, Noah's Balls have not been tweeting very much.
Yes, but if you look back, you'll see that it was because he was keeping them in the opposite pocket from his smartphone. I think he was hanging them left and he was putting it in the right front pocket.
All right, then.
Plus, I think they just get bored.
Wow.
What?
Twitter tells me that Zombie Helen Keller is similar to my brother-in-law. I'm going to say no. Also, our friend Roberto. I would say it may be Roberto more so than my brother-in-law.
Why?
My brother-in-law doesn't tweet very often, and when he does, he doesn't write Blames. I can't say the same about Roberto. I don't know for sure, but
he doesn't tweet at all. So,
oh, he doesn't?
No, I don't
Maybe
know why.
Maybe that's
he
why, because there's so few tweets.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, this is funny. I just did the extended version, and it's a ton of Tancast listeners.
Extended version of what?
When you click on show all that are similar to Zombie Helen Keller.
Nipples.
Oh, it's just showing followers. It only has, like, 5 followers.
Yep. 2 of them are me.
One of them is me.
And now me. So, like I was saying before, Miranda and I went to do an ultrasound on Monday. And so we found out that baby number 2 is a boy.
Oh, shit.
So, yay. So we'll have one of each.
Oh, excellent. Just don't lock them together for easy storage.
Jesus Christ, Andy.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
That's the appropriate response.
And so I'm sure you guys have people like this that you're friends on Facebook, like family members that are just like, that say the most random, stupid shit all the time.
I'm never on Facebook, so I wouldn't know.
Oh, right. You're right. Yeah. Tim, do you have anyone like that?
Well, I mean, I'm on Facebook and people tend to say random shit.
Well, but just like really stupid shit that doesn't make any sense.
Oh, yes, I have yes, there's someone who does, and I'm not going to call them out, because they may or may not listen.
Right. So, yeah, so Miranda has a family member that I just like, oh, I cannot compute anything that you say. And so Miranda posted a picture of the ultrasound and said, it's a boy, and there's, like, a bunch of congratulations comments and blah, blah, blah. And then this family member says, oh, congratulations. Now you just need to have one more child so you can have one of each. I'm like, did I miss something? Is there a third gender that happened that I'm not aware of?
Well, like,
what the
in
fuck
India.
Are you talking about? She's met Haley, so she knows we have a kid already.
Maybe she assumes Haley has both.
I hope not. but I just like, what? And it's one of those things where it's like, you don't even bother responding because it doesn't matter. She's just fucking crazy, so there's no point.
That is, yeah.
She makes a point, though.
I'm having trouble wrapping my brain around this.
What, Tim, you said she makes a point?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You gotta have one more kid.
Well, no.
Technically, you haven't had this kid yet.
Well, that is true, but the...
Oh, man. If that is the angle she was going with, that is ridiculous. But that, I mean, I'll accept it if that's what it is, but, Anyway, having a boy. Woo!
Woot, woot!
Yeah, you guys will be able to give me some advice now on all that.
On having a boy?
Yes.
I would imagine it's very similar to having a girl, except that you don't have to be as careful about wiping front to back.
Have you guys been peed in the face?
Never in the face.
I got it in the arm.
I got in the chest.
Do you guys use those... I forget what they're called. The little teepees or whatever that you put over the...
Yeah, PP teepees?
Yeah, those.
Yeah. No, we actually figured out that if we just take one of his wipes and fold it in fourths and drop it right on the danger area, that it works fine. And then plus there's one more wipe there to, you know, wipe the peep once we're done with the butt.
Good call. I like it.
Wipe the peep.
Yeah, it's his peep. His unit.
Wipe the peep.
somebody that I went to high school with, posts silly crap that her kids say sometimes on Facebook, and what? Oh, here it is. So her son, she's like all boys, loves to grab himself when I change his diaper. Today, like usual, he had such an iron grip on that thing that I couldn't get his new diaper on. Me, buddy, can you let go of that? I need to put your diaper on. Him, pouty face. Okay, mama. Bye, bye, peepee. Waves sadly.
Like, my son's done awesome. The same thing.
Oh yeah,
like didn't want to get the diaper back on. I just kind of got a death grip on it. Like, all right, dude, decided to put the diaper on. He's like, okay, bye, bye, peep.
Sweet.
Okay. I've actually like there was one time where he just like had a death grip. I don't even think he had a death grip like on the tip or something. I think he actually had a sack, and he was just like there was nothing getting his hand off of that. So I just closed the diaper up around him.
All right.
I'm like, when he lets go, he can pull his hand back out. It's fine.
Yeah, but then the diaper's loose.
No, the diaper's got enough elastic on the sides that yeah, it worked just fine.
Because you're full of shit.
I put it on tight so that when his hand came out, it was on like normally. Of course, his mom came in and like looked down. What are you doing with the diaper? Improvising. Diaper had to go on. He wouldn't let go. So, yeah, you know, you do what you got to do.
So, Tim, you just had a baby and daddy bonding day or something like that?
Oh, that's right. Danelle was gone to the other side of, you know, to the other part of where Noah is this weekend. Basically, you know, the, what do you call it, the flip side?
Counterpart.
There you go. That's the exact word I was looking for. Stephanie was having her bachelorette party?
Yes.
Yeah, because bridal shower is something else.
Yeah.
And so Danelle was there, so I had 24 hours of just me and the boy. Technically, it was less than that, because my mom stayed a little later, because my mom babysits some of the days.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. How's that going, by the way?
Quite well. She loves it.
Nice. All right.
Nothing I would like, imagine your mom is free just, babysitting. Like, thrilled.
Yeah, she is super thrilled, and she has to do a lot to make it work, and she keeps trying to offer more stuff. I was like, and she's like, I just want to be helpful. I'm like, you are fucking driving in from like an hour and a half away, staying at a hotel for one of the nights, and then driving home, and then, you know, making sure my kid is okay all day. You are being helpful. You don't need to also do laundry. Yeah, fortunately, nothing major happened. We watched Ocean's 13 because I knew the boy wanted to see how the Ocean's trilogy rounded itself out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure.
I still haven't watched that with my son.
Well, get on it, man.
All right.
I would let you borrow it, but I'd never get it back, along with the Godfather trilogy.
Fuck! I suck.
If only you were just in town recently, you could have brought it. Oh, wait, you were. Asshole.
That requires planning ahead.
Fucking, you didn't even plan ahead to tell me you were coming.
I did. I just told the wrong half-black guy.
Did you just go dick sneeze, but in a
I did.
Sneezy sound?
I was just trying to say it in a hurry while he was talking.
Oh. Yeah, you gotta get him in there, otherwise he'll just barrel right over you.
That's the thing. It's you can say dick sneeze all you want, but it's never going to make me feel bad. It always just makes me giggle.
Your mama makes you giggle.
Yes. That's because my mama's a good tickler.
Yeah, she is.
And she's French, right?
Oh.
Too soon?
No. Never too soon for that.
So nothing amusing happened while Danelle was gone?
Not really.
Oh, man.
I didn't have anywhere I needed to be, so we pretty much just hung out in the house.
Mm. Yeah, I saw that, and I was like, I wonder if we should go visit Tim. I wonder if he's lonely.
You come over, it's like a scene from Uncle Buck. There's just shit all over the place.
He slept through the night, so that was good.
Wow.
That is nice.
Like, he really slept through the night. Like, he went down, I would say, in the early to mid 8 o'clock hour, and didn't wake up till 5.
Wow, nice.
I don't know what my wife is doing to my son right now, but he is, like, inconsolable.
Aw.
He is just in there freaking out.
You told him about Santa Claus?
Probably.
Andy, you should go bust out your brilliant parenting advice and tell him to shut the fuck up.
My strong pimp hand? Oh, I'm trying to think of... Oh, okay. At a random get-together thing this last week, I was meeting with some people who are in the same industry as I am, and they're somehow the topic of that shut the fuck up and go to sleep book came up. And I told them, I was like, yeah, my friends were all talking about, you know, how great would it be to hear the book on tape being done by Morgan Freeman. And somebody else came up with, hey, how about Christopher Walken? It's like, that is fucking genius.
He did, wasn't there an SNL sketch of somebody doing Christopher Walken reading Goodnight Moon?
I do not know. I cannot say.
I can imagine that would be just
I think there was, but I think it was funny. Yeah.
Oh, God. I've read that fucking book so many times, I can do it by memory now.
Yeah, me too. I could read it all. I could just tell you right now the whole thing.
Yeah, I can probably do Pokey Little Puppy, too.
Hmm.
Oh, Jeff.
Oh, Tim.
You're going to be so disappointed when you find out the actual source of Christopher Walken reading Goodnight Moon and that you didn't know it.
Okay.
You take some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack, a fuck shit stack.
Oh. That's right. That's what I was thinking of. Why did I think SNL? Fucking A.
You know how they're all yellow in SNL?
Right.
And they have comically exaggerated overbites.
That's such a funny scene. God damn it. I can't believe that I mixed up SNL and The Simpsons.
Don't make me tell you again about the scooching.
Ah, shit. Well, I fail as a Simpsons fan. That's weird. I must have just been thinking of that because they do a lot of Christopher Walken stuff on SNL. And so I guess I just assumed.
Well, it's because they have Christopher Walken on like every year.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's on, but they also do parodies of him a lot, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, Jay Moore used to do parodies of him when he was on there.
Well, there you go. Well, and thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Moon.
For making me feel terrible. hey, Tim, you...
Hey, Jeff!
It's a-me, a Jeff. You guys...
Here we go!
Noah was trying to... You guys got so sidetracked with your angry argument last week about... when Noah was asking about baby pictures and you never addressed his concern.
Yeah, I don't post a lot of baby pictures.
What the, do you guys even take pictures of him or what's going on over there?
Yeah. Okay. While Danelle was gone, I sent her a couple of pictures like, hey, this is me and Mikey. And then I sent her one the morning like, good morning, mommy. And Danelle's friend goes, that was basically proof of life. He made it. Nice. I should have had that morning's newspaper.
Yeah.
Awesome. Which is funny because he's crying in the next room, and I'm completely ignoring him to do this Tancast.
Oh.
Well, yeah, my son was crying, screaming right outside the door to my office, but you know, whatever.
I'm lucky. Miranda took Haley somewhere, so I don't have to hear anything. I'm sure she's whining about something right now.
Kids, right? Am I right? Fucking A.
So, my timer just went off in my ear. Do we want to do a tan fight this week?
Sure.
I offered Jeff the option to be the tan fight, the Don King of the tan fight.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself for Monday Night Tan Fight!
Yeah, so I have something, I don't know, we'll see. Because I was trying to think, I went through so many stupid ideas.
Jeff, I did Tim versus a three-legged dog.
Yeah, I guess that's pretty terrible.
It was.
I can't decide if this is I guess we'll find out in the fight, but...
Okay, it sucks, now keep going.
So I was trying to figure out something that might actually be a challenge, or at least somewhat of a challenge for Superman. And so I was...
Oh, dear.
I was trying to... I thought, what if he was tasked with eliminating an entire, army of xenomorphs, the aliens from the Alien series?
Yeah.
Imagine, for some reason, there's, all of a sudden, 100 of them in Metropolis. And he has to destroy them all, otherwise, they'll kill everybody. So there you go. Superman versus an army of xenomorphs.
Now, are they... They're mature xenomorphs, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Is there a queen there, coordinating, or are they all kind of...
There's a
feral?
Queen.
Okay.
Yes.
So potentially they're, building a hive, and...
Yes, they're trying to do what they do and reproduce, and there's a lot of humans that are going to die unless somebody stops them.
Yeah. And are... are the xenomorphs using predominantly humans as hosts, or are they also, just grabbing farm animals or, domestic animals or whatever?
Well, it's Metropolis, so there's probably not a whole lot of animals big enough.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Because they can't do anything smaller than, a regular dog, a fairly large dog. Or maybe it's, they could do something as small as a cat, I can't remember. But anyway, so there might be some pets. But,
yeah, I thought that it was in one of the cuts of Alien 3 that it was a large dog, and in another one it was an ox.
Aw, shit.
You take some fun, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, shit,
stab. Damn it. I was wondering why Tim was so quiet all this time. Well, so I'm guessing he...
Technically, I believe this is on Apocalypse, not Metropolis, so...
Oh, I don't know what that is.
The war planet. What? That, Darkseid rules.
Oh, I'm not a big comic person, so I don't know. Well, and so Tim, I guess then this is all wrapped up.
To be honest, I've never read the series, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. So
there was a whole Superman versus Alien series, and I think, I don't know if this has actually happened, but when I first Googled it, it said Superman and Batman versus Aliens and Predator. I was like, oh shit!
Wow. Batman seems kind of useless in that fight. What's he gonna do?
I would argue he's just as useful as Arnold Schwarzenegger or Ripley.
Well, see, but in those situations, there were only, at most, five xenomorphs. I'm talking about, an army of them.
Well, there was at least dozens in Aliens coming at them, because the auto guns...
So thousands of xenomorphs have descended upon Metropolis?
I don't know about thousands, maybe a thousand.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
I know, right?
It is. Now, what do we think about the blood? Do we think the corrosive blood that can eat through steel can eat through the Man of Steel?
I don't know. Tim?
I would say probably not. Especially if he's on Earth.
Okay.
Yeah, he does have the additional boost or whatever from the sun's neutrino field or whatever they decided is that actually empowers him.
And I love when people say the Man of Steel as though he actually is literally possessing the properties of the metal steel.
No, I was doing it for... That was poetic license.
That was crap, is what that was.
You Can Blow Me is what that is.
Well, okay.
I will not.
Yeah, because so... I'm trying to think of what can break his skin, because we've seen the bones on the little bone projections or whatever on Doomsday do it, but Doomsday's basically a Kryptonian.
Right. I was just about to say that.
So there's no way, even if they completely overwhelmed him, like, I know he's much stronger than a single xenomorph, but, you know, they basically have the same impervious nature as he does. Like, he's not going to be able to just rip them apart or bust through their exterior or anything like that.
No, we've seen bullets go into him. We've seen them.
No, they're bulletproof.
They are?
Aren't they?
No. They have a very hard exoskeleton. They're very hard to kill. But,
maybe they're not.
The auto guns in Aliens took a bunch of them down.
Okay. Damn it.
So he could heat... I would say it would be not too dissimilar from that fight scene in the second Matrix movie where there's a gajillion Mr. Smiths and Neo.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, they'd just be swarming. Eventually, you'd be standing on top of a pile of xenomorphs. Fighting more of them. It'd be like the pyramid scene from Aliens versus Predator, the first one. Mm. Except it's going to be Superman instead of Predators, and, you know, the pyramid's not stone.
Shit.
It's meaty.
Because I was thinking, wouldn't it be awesome if somehow, here's what I envision happening. Like, they basically get him to follow them into their egg lair, right? And so, like, they're distracting him by just overwhelming him with numbers. And one of the eggs opens and a facehugger gets on him. Can a facehugger impregnate Superman?
Superman is really resilient to, like, any sort of, like, medicine or drugging or whatever. So I don't think the facehugger would be able to knock him out and make him, you know, deal with being implanted.
So he would be able to rip it right off?
Yeah, and then if assuming that he's as impervious on the inside as his skin is.
Well, I don't know. Is he, Tim? Come on, you're a Superman expert.
Yes.
Would the chest burster inside of him actually be able, would the egg, I guess, inside of him actually be able to gather any of his DNA and use any of his...
Well, because he doesn't get, like, viruses and whatnot, so I assume his insides are just as impervious.
Hmm.
Like, he never catches cold and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Hmm. Damn.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't be,
a
like...
parasite
how,
swims up his pee hole, he's
how
fine.
How crazy would it be, like, if it actually succeeded and it created a... Superman alien hybrid? That would be like the most
Kryptonian
badass fucking thing ever. basically that's just what I want to see. I want him to lose so that we get a super xenomorph.
And when that thing tries to rape you, you're fucked.
It's gonna rape you with its little teeth.
Yikes.
Alright, so I guess Superman though would win realistically.
That's my opinion, but I'm Superman fan number one.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, like, I know it's kind of plot dependent on, you know, how much damage can X do to Superman, but if he's kind of as impervious as he is, as he's written normally, I think they can try to overwhelm him, but I think as long as he can still physically move at all, he'll be able to, you know, whatever's closest to him, rip it apart, and then move on to the next one.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, just his speed, he should be able to just, you know, like... start flying through them and like they were and make them into paste, just spewing that acid. Metropolis, however, is fucked.
Yeah, there's gonna be a big sinkhole underneath Metropolis when all the blood starts heading for the core.
Oh shit! Yeah, yeah.
As in every issue, you don't want to live in Metropolis.
Yes.
Some shit is always happening in Metropolis, and you're like, fuck! I was gonna move in that apartment next week, and now it's rubble.
Well, I don't know. His pitching arm. Maybe he doesn't have to fly through. Maybe he can just grab them one at a time and like huck them at the sun.
Oh, that's a good point.
Hmm. All right. Well, all right. Superman.
Or use his super breath to freeze them all and then take his time hucking them into the sun.
Yeah, they survived the freezing
process. I
love
Superman's ridiculous array of powers.
Yes. He has heat vision. Why? Eyes don't shoot things.
Shh, Andy. Just let it happen.
All right.
All right, well, so then Superman will win. So, could Superman rape Superman?
I think we've gone over discuss this one before, and
I think we decided that if Superman can go back through time, then Superman can probably meet Superman. So, can he rape his Time Paradox clone duplicate?
Probably.
Depends on if he's had his Wheaties.
Are now they both trying to rape each other, or is one trying to rape and the other just trying to escape?
Well, see, he's got all those superpowers, but you never hear about all the crazy shit he can do with his penis. It turns into a lightsaber. So it's going to be Superman dueling himself with the glowing energy beam that he shoots from his penis.
Oh, my God.
I don't think that's accurate. I'm going to throw that out there.
I think it is. I'm going to Google Superman penis lightsaber and see what happens. I'm going to get the weirdest fanfic in the world.
Hey,
your computer's going to be flagged.
Yeah. Can lightsabers damage Superman?
We decided on the first one that probably not.
Oh, yeah. The first one was Darth Vader and Superman.
Vader versus Superman.
God, that was so long ago. I forgot.
Most people try to forget.
Gizmodo. The first response is, can a lightsaber cut through Superman? I'm like, I'm sorry, sir, but I did not see the word penis anywhere in that results. Google, you fail.
I think penis appears on Gizmodo fairly regularly, so...
Probably.
Maybe that's why. Oh, yeah. All right. One of these days, I'm going to get you, Superman.
Now, that fight might have gotten more interesting if it was... Well, no, because he's kind of like a battery. He can last a while out of the presence of a red sun. Or out of the presence of a yellow sun. Tim, you're our Superman myth man. Is it that a red sun depowers him, or just he doesn't charge in the presence of a red sun?
Depends on what era of Superman. Oh. I believe for a while it was just like, if it was red sun, he was always fine. He wasn't a battery. He was just like, red, I'm good. Yellow sun, always good. Red sun, no powers. I remember that happened on Super Friends. They're like, oh, it's a red sun lamp. I'm weakened. I stepped out of the sun lamp. I'm fine again. Yay! Huh. There was an orange sun, so it was at half power. That happened.
Well, maybe. What if? Maybe
what about a blue sun? Is he superpowered?
Alien queen got a hold of some sort of red sun device.
Well, I would say it's more likely the alien queen would be able to get a hold of some kryptonite.
What if an alien? No. What if the Phantom Zone crash landed on a planet that was not with a yellow sun, but did have a bunch of alien eggs on it, so General Zod was then implanted with... Or General Zod, a facehugger, got on General Zod. Now there is a Kryptonian alien hybrid that somehow makes its way to Earth and is now charged by the yellow sun and has to fight Superman.
Oh.
Dude.
Genius.
This is just like last week. You wrote an awesome Big Two script, and now we've got Superman versus... Xenozod or whatever.
I'm going to have to come up with a whole separate podcast just for my amazing fan fiction. Call it Bab Fiction.
Ah, I like it.
Babbling. You can call it Hollywood Babylon.
No, some bastards already took that. Some funny-ass bastards.
So, let's see here. Now, it's just one.
I thought we were wrapping up.
We can't leave it this way.
There's a
Kryptonian xenomorph on its way to Earth.
Exactly. And then they have to tune in next week.
Tune in next week when Noah goes, what the fuck were you guys talking about last week?
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Mr. Worf. Fire. Dun dun dun. Dun dun dun. Da. Dun.
Alright, well, since the last time I was on here, I missed the sign off, but I don't want to miss it this time. So.
Jeff, thank you for coming in and replacing Noah.
No problem. Thank you for having me. And, yeah, it's good to talk to you guys. Also, watch My Little Pony.
Are you really a pony fan? Are you really a brony?
I am becoming one because of my daughter. She's like, it's totally into the show, and so I started watching it, and it's not bad.
Interesting.
It has its moments.
There was a best of on Wait, Don't Tell Me on NPR,
and they were asking Bill Clinton about My Little Pony, and
I heard
it was
about
hilarious.
That. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Funny stuff.
And he fucking nailed it. All three right.
He did.
Anyway, so I just gave you a link.
You take some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack, a fuck shit stack.
To somebody, you know how sometimes people throw up censor bleeps onto stuff that's not actually profane to make it sound like
right?
It is. And so there's just some My Little Pony scenes that have been fake bleep, and it's hilarious. I don't know.
Oh,
I think it's really funny, but
I was watching something where it was somebody had taken, like, individual still frames from a My Little Pony episode and, like, reordered them so they had, like, kind of redone the animation to do a different lip sync than was actually in the show.
Oh, crazy.
And had done it to a song that was, like, I don't know, gangster rap or something like that, and it was hilarious.
Awesome.
I'll see if I can find that for the show notes. If not, well, you know what? Go find it yourself.
There was a... when I first started watching, my sister-in-law linked to me this scene from, I think it's Matrix... Two?
You take some plug, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit, you got a fuck shit stack, a fuck shit stack.
The, where they're on the freeways and Morpheus and somebody else are on top of the trucks or whatever, and
oh, right.
Neo flies in to save them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but instead of Neo, it's Rainbow Dash, one of the flying ponies. And it's so absurd, but it's kind of funny. Anyway, so yeah. Bronies for life.
All right. You know, it was funny. When I came out to California, I was wearing a Woot t-shirt that my wife had bought ostensibly for herself, but I immediately stole it and have been wearing it ever since. And it has the Four Little My Pony, My Four Little Ponies of the Apocalypse on it.
Awesome.
So there was like a couple of people who thought, like, dude, are you serious? They have Brony? I'm like, you need to look closer at my shirt. And then they realize, like, one of them looks like a skull, and, like, another one's got, like, an eye patch and, like, a symbol of a whatever its little ass tattoo is, like, crossed swords. And...
They're called cutie marks.
Yes. Bill Clinton got that right.
Yes,
as well.
He did. I was going to say, I should know what those are called, because Bill Clinton does.
And it was super super popular, though, at the little meetup. My wife pointed out, like, boy, Andy's pony shirt. Was the bell of the ball. She didn't say the bell of the ball. She said something more clever and more in her voice, but I can't remember what it was.
You know, it was funny because, like, on my way there, like, people in the airport would, like, stop and point and laugh and just, you know, random people. I was like, oh, good. I'm cheering everybody up today. This shirt is awesome. Oh, I found the My Little Pony thing for the link, so it'll go in here-ish.
You take some plug, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack, a fuck shit stack.
So that was it. I had a week. Jeff had a week. We did not have a week together because I am weak.
Yay!
So much for keeping these fucking shows short.
Yep. Yep. All right. Bye-bye now. You're doing it. You're riding the queef. Jeff rode the queef all the way here.
Yes. I rode Puddle's queef.
Yeah. Nice. Call back.
Right.
See you next week, bitches.
Bye-bye.
Tancast.
Thanks for listening to this colossal waste of time we like to call the Tancast podcast. Many props go out to DJ Technoid, who created and composed the official Tancast theme. If you like what you heard today, throw us a review up there at the iTunes store and give us maybe a 5-star review. If you really liked what you heard, go ahead and put a link in your Twitter or your Facebook. If you have any comments, feedback, or jokes for Tan Laughs, you can email those to us at fucktards@tancast.com, or you can email us individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at Tancast.com. Tancast.com is our official website where you can leave comments on this or any other episode, post comments on our blogs, and find links to the official Tancast Twitter page, the official Tancast Facebook page, and the official Tancast Cafe Press store. That's enough shameless plugs for this week. Thanks again for listening to Tancast. You're doing it.
Take some plug, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack, a fuck shit stack. Take some plug, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack, a fuck shit stack. Stack, take some bug, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack, take some bug, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack, a fuck shit stack. It's a stack of fuck shit.
on top of itself, nigga. Yo, where my girls at? Where my girls at? Where my grills at? Where my grills at? Where my girls at? Where my girls at? Where my grills at? Where my grills at?
Fuck shit, 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 fuck shit.
My wife is singing Justin Bieber to our son. I don't know if I'm happy with that.
You're going to have to repeat that, because I thought I heard that your wife is showing her beaver to your son.
Yeah.
Okay.
She is singing Justin Bieber to our son.
Oh, Justin Bieber. Okay. It's not like, you see this? You see this? This is going to become the most important thing in your life later.
Gross.